applicable in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
60 minutes, folks. We're going to have Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order. And, of course, Colonel Craig Roberts, who both stand against the police state and the takeover of our society. I chose to end the year with a discussion of Mad Cow in the Last Hour and PNAC and their latest militarism ideas to take over the world and now wanting to make France an enemy. Mad Cow, the police state. Just the basic New World Order takeover that is unprecedented in front of us. In this hour, we're going to have an amazing individual, Frank Morales, on the show. We're going to be plugging his website and some of the books he's written and some of the films he's in. He has an amazing knowledge of how they've brainwashed the police, how they federalized them, how they've trained them to be automatons. And so you'll want to stay with us for this hour. And I've got a lot of different news items that tie into this that I'll be throwing at him. Frank Morales, of course, is in my new video, Matrix of Evil, and that's going out around the country, already airing on hundreds of access stations, and we have it available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So here to talk about the prison economy, the phony drug war, the SWAT teams, the troops, all of it, is Frank Morales. Frank, thanks for coming on the show, sir.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
You're up in New York, and they've got the Army Black Hawk, black helicopters flying around with guys in black ski masks and Nazi helmets pointing machine guns at people. Does nothing to stop terrorists, but does train us how to live in this East German system. What's it like in New York right now?
Well, I mean, it's been going on for quite some time now, the process of psychologically conditioning the people for overt military slash, you know, policing. So this is just another manifestation of that. In addition, you know, the Northern Command is now moving to transform its Joint Task Force 6, which was formerly its drug interdiction unit, about 200 military people located at Fort Bliss, Texas, into an interagency task force north. And that task force will be given, you know, the overall responsibility for working with law enforcement. So they're tightening up their apparatus vis-a-vis a more direct hands-on approach to military control of the domestic population.
Well, we'll also get into Tommy Franks' comments about the next attack, we go to military government, but that's nothing compared to Eberhardt's comments, who's the head of NORTHCOM. And I would add that Joint Task Force 6 is you know, it's got 200 bureaucrats, but they command the Fort Hood teams that we videotaped 3-4 years ago running checkpoints on the highways. They've got troops all over the place in the late 80s in police uniforms. This covert action's been going on for a while.
Yeah, and you know, it's got its surveillance component, because you know what, the logic of counterinsurgency is that you can't control what it is you can't see or identify. So the first mission has to do with intelligence gathering, and the Pentagon in August, last August, Rumsfeld expanded the counterintelligence field activity, or CIFA, C-I-F-A, at the Pentagon, and they've been given kind of a data mining mission.
Well, Eberhardt said in the L.A. Times, he said, the Army isn't watching you, but the Pentagon is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, one of their projects that's being undertaken by the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which is part of CIFA, is gathering, quote-unquote, geospatial information about 133 cities, the borders, the seaports, etc. It's an urban data inventory, which combines unclassified and classified data location of emergency.
Frank, we got a break. I want to come back and give folks the definition of a police state, which we're now in. I want to go over the latest developments with you. Honored to have you. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention pet owners, how would you like your dog or cat to behave instantly on command? Now you can with a pet trainer. So easy to use, it's like having a remote control for your pet. No electric zaps or shocks. This simple handheld device uses safe and effective ultrasonic sound that commands your pet's attention like magic. Here's how it works. Say your dog jumps on your best furniture. Just press the button to emit the sound. As he snaps to attention, give the command to get down. As soon as he obeys, praise him for the good behavior, and that's it. Veterinarian endorsed, Pet Trainer is the humane way to train pets, whether it's non-stop barking, chewing shoes, pestering house guests, you name it. Plus, it's the animal-friendly way to deal with unwelcome strays or neighbors' dogs. Satisfaction guaranteed, so call now to try it risk-free. Pet Trainer, just $19.95, plus shipping, uses 9-volt battery not included. To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-851-5511. That's 1-800-851-5511. Call 1-800-851-5511.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not trying to patronize the listeners, but I want you to realize that we're following the exact pattern of classical military dictatorship here in the United States. And I want Frank Morales, who's in the top five people I know who are experts on the infrastructure of this Orwellian control grid, to go over this from the start like he was talking to a group of high school seniors. I know a lot of you know more than I do about the globalists and the corruption, but I want this laid out so those out there that don't understand will understand, and for those of us that do have a grasp, we'll have better talking points to calmly go over this with the general public. So, Frank Morales, from your decades of study of this and laying out what would happen and now it has happened and what you think is going to happen after that, the infrastructure, well, first off, what martial law is, what a police state is, and what they've built, what they're doing. You've got the floor. I mean, for this whole segment, I'm going to shut up here. I just want you to go over, like you're talking to high school seniors, explaining to them what we're facing.
Well, the question of martial law and police state and so forth, I mean, ultimately it comes down, and I think, it's easier for us to conceive of, of this, I think, more you know, viscerally, which is control, social control. And the elite corporate Pentagon interlock that is directing this has its own needs and requirements. So, you know, but for the moment, those aside. So I think a place that we look is that historically over the last three decades and just escalating, you know, exponentially since 9/11 is a process where the government is daily expanding military operations into areas of local government and law enforcement that historically have been off limits. So that's the most general way to look at it from the beginning in terms of the situation we're in right now. The phrase, the militarization of the police, is not mere metaphor. This is the process wherein the Pentagon, as the military entity, has, through legislative exceptions to posse comitatus, through military transfers of technology from the Pentagon to local law enforcement, the creation of SWAT, et cetera, et cetera, the military, within its doctrinal sphere, which is relatively new, of so-called operations other than war, has created new missions for itself. Now, my position is that these new missions didn't come out of thin air, that this is not simply the result of, you know, Pentagon Joint Chiefs strategists sitting around deciding to do this. This is a need of the corporate elite with whom they're interlocked. And they've initiated a process of creating a policization within the military, a function of policization, which they're now specifically applying to the U.S. It's the setting up of the Northern Command, which is a domestic military command, which is unprecedented, whose job is and can tap on all the other commands. So it's kind of like, you know, the mother load of commands, in a sense. Its primary function, according to its own mission statement, is to, quote, assist law enforcement. The Posse Comitatus Act, which is an 1878 statute, forbids, through criminal prosecution, the enforcement of laws domestically by the Pentagon. So they, you know, they cover that with various, we're passively involved. We're passively involved at Waco. We're passively involved in Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, in terms of that kind of initial understanding of what we're in, there's been a process of militarization of the police. The Pentagon's publication last year of a domestic operations manual at its Center for Law and Military Operations, again, unprecedented. It would formerly have been thought that the publication by the Pentagon of a domestic operations manual would have been an oxymoron, a kind of contradiction in terms. So what are they publishing an operations manual domestically for? So that gives you a sense of, but it's about social control. It's about preempting our ability to exercise our rights, the right of dissent, the right of redress to our grievances, the right to be heard. It's one thing to have free speech. It's another thing, we'll let you have free speech in this pen or in the middle of the ocean. We want the right to dissent. We want the right to be heard, to have our dissent have effect. So it's about social control. And one other more ominous, so there's a lot of stuff to look at, the weaponry, the so-called use of non-lethal weaponry. Again, the Council on Foreign Relations back in 1995 and then again in 1999 issued reports on non-lethal weapons and advocated strongly for their use, against civilian and non-combatant populations. This is, again, a corporate military interlock, a CFR, and so they began early on promoting the use of these weapons.
And Frank, the CFR also said in these documents, we're going to need terror attacks as the pretext to use this.
Yeah, the notion that our government within this militarized context now. So if you just look at this, the context we're in as we move into 9/11, within that context has historically had no problem in creating provocateur action. Operation Northwoods, the documents are available. You can read the Joint Chiefs' own words, openly advocate creating a pretext in Cuba, including, you know, killing their own people in order to create a pretext to invade Cuba. Now, issues aside, as far as the politics of all that, But I mean, the ability or the willingness of our government to kill its own people in order to you know, help rationalize, justify, and sell its policies, in this case, you know, global plunder and social control, you know, globally, you know, that's happened before. But in terms of a more ominous development recently, in terms of the CIA, which is, of course, also part of this, and the infrastructure, again, of social control has those two components, which is intelligence to get, you know, to find out, you know, who people, who you are, and that's this geospatial thing I was mentioning, geospatial intelligence agency, which wants to create a spatial data infrastructure, which will be created down to the house level, to your home. Intelligence
analysts. Frank, let me just add, I interviewed people 5 years ago who were hired by companies to take digital photos of front, back, and top of all the homes in every city. They've already got that. I found that when they announce something, it's already been in place.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is the process, and the most recent overt manifestation of this, because now I think, you know, in terms of that, you asked me to give a general picture. Well, let's give, this is the concluding part of it, is that ultimately, you know, that it's going to require, you know, people on the streets who are interfering pressuring, arresting, detaining citizenry. So, you know, it's going to come down to that level. And who are the experts in that? Well, you know, the CIA has a long history of covert operations, and that's like a pretty term for torture, setting up death squads, assassinations, you know, creating dummy front organizations, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me add a
recently,
third point.
Let me just finish with this, Alex, because this is important, and people need to get on this now, is that Carolyn Maloney in the House of Representatives just put forth a bill. It's called H.R. 3439 in the House of Representatives. This bill would embed CIA agents in local police precincts around the country. Quoting from the bill, upon request of the head of state or local law enforcement agency, the director of central intelligence may detail any employee within the central intelligence agency to that state or local law enforcement agency on a non-reimbursable basis. This bill would amend the 1949 charter of the CIA, thereby allowing for the CIAization of local police.
Now,
so
Frank,
what I'm getting at, Alex, is that's the conclusion there. When you get right down, when the rubber hits the road, these are the people who will be training and orchestrating the, you know, the direct control of and worse of the citizenry.
And Frank, we know that's already been going on. I would add a third point, not just intelligence and people on the ground, but also the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information, who said they plant news stories, have been caught planting hundreds of fake letters from troops in the newspapers, lies about, you know, domestic fear-mongering, fake attacks, drills they've been running to create fear.
Right. Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously a big part of this is to socialize, to psychologically condition, whether it's psychologically conditioning soldiers to act reflexively when they shoot. You know, they've had to use operant conditioning techniques for local police so that they have less of a problem, you know, shooting or threatening, you know, their own people in their own communities and so forth.
And going back to what you said, I would add that we've had CIA and big departments for decades, but now they're going to legalize their criminal activity.
Yeah, I think it's very important that people get on this bill right away, and we got to stop this. On our website, we have the bill and analysis of the situation, but this would embed CIA agents in local police departments around the country.
Please give the website out.
It's Demilitarize the Police. It's all one word. It's, you know, Demilitarize the Police, one long phrase, .netfirms, N-E-T-F-I-R-M-S, netfirms.
And we'll give that out again. We'll give that out again a little bit later.
Yeah, on there, it's immediate. We have the bills there and so forth. It sounds incredible, but in fact, this bill attempts to completely thwart surreptitiously, which is apropos for the CIA, the intent of the original, setting up of the CIA, which is, supposedly to act internationally. We know this is otherwise, of course.
Well,
Alex.
It's a domestic KGB.
Exactly. And these people, those are the people that would be training and orchestrating the direct hands-on approach, as I was referring to, which
well,
is the kind
already,
of, the end of it.
They've already been doing it, now they're going to legalize it. Stay there, there's a lot more to cover in your calls.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You're losing your hair and you haven't tried Avacor yet? You've heard all about it on radio and TV for years. Well, there's a reason why Avacor has become the most recognized name in hair regrowth. Simply because tens of thousands of people just like you have successfully regrown their hair and regained that youthful appearance, thanks to Avacor. That's right, Avacor's all-natural DHT blocker and physician's topical formula have reversed hair loss for virtually everyone who has ordered. So why haven't you called? We realize there's a lot of confusion out there. But while so many hair growth products come and go, Avacor's clinical studies and claims of success have been independently reviewed and proven true. Still not convinced? Avacor is so effective that it comes with a full 1 year money-back guarantee. Try getting that anywhere else. To order Avacor, call 800-533-7298. The sooner you call, the sooner you can reverse your hair loss. Call 800-533-7298. That's 800-533-7298.
All right, our guest is Frank Morales, expert on the police state. The website is www.demilitarizethepolice.netfirms.com. That's demilitarizethepolice.netfirms.com. InfoWars.com. And I think we have a link to that on the main page of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If we don't, we will. Frank, look, I've studied the New World Order. I've been on the ground, you know, back in 99, catching the military running checkpoints in Central Texas. I got newscasts from Iowa, Tennessee, California before 9/11, where they had the military out searching cars with police. I've interviewed Marine Corps officers who in 89 and 88 were kicking down gun dealers' doors in Norfolk, Virginia. This has been quietly going on for a long time. And now we've got Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, saying, well, we're under the extraordinary level, the highest level of alert, the real alert that matters, not the scaremongering, you know, orange alert we're under now, that scale. He says, yeah, you know, troops in our lives, on the streets. And Tommy Frank says, it's, well, the next attack will set aside the Constitution. It's too bad. But this was all, again, set up beforehand. And one of the biggest facets is shows like 24 on Fox, Threat Matrix on ABC, all these shows. They torture people. It's good. They arrest people who are drug dealers and charge them with terrorism because that's terrorism. It's a mass manual to condition us that all of this is acceptable. I mean, there's so much to talk about here, so much that's happening. You know, the children in the schools with guns to their heads, police dogs on them, no drugs found, cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, I'm trying to boil it down for people that this is a Orwellian, but not just Orwellian, a Nazi Russian command and control, whatever you want to. This is classical system that they are scientifically building.
There's a book called Hitler's Justice by a guy named Mueller, who is a German lawyer, and what you're saying, it's astounding. I mean, the whole thing about emergency decrees and you know, the Reichstag fire in Germany and the emergency decree, 9/11, the Patriot Bill, and so forth, and then the ideology of defending the homeland. This, you know, the pattern is the same. Polarization of local law enforcement through,
and they're overtly, you know, using the same nomenclature.
Yeah.
Why are they being so overt?
Well, I think part of it is the psychological operations approach. I don't think we've actually coined a phrase for it, or maybe there is, but I mean it's kind of externalizing people's fears as a way for them to not only be afraid, but in some way to adapt to them. Tommy Frank's statement, for instance, regarding in that Cigar Aficionado book, a magazine that came out recently, with his long interview there, which he says, well, you know, if another terrorist action, we might have to say goodbye to the Constitution and go with a military-style government, kind of pretending as though, you know, that's not what it is that he wants, but the floating of these ideas, the Pentagon awarded gave an award to a writer who wrote a piece in 94 on the title of the piece was Military Coup in 2012, and it's basically a story about a military coup that is so supposedly fiction but uses you know, real, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, real historical events and so forth.
Yeah, we read it here on air. I mean, that's a big deal to have generals talking about the next step being martial law, or hey, maybe torture's good. As
yeah.
you said, floating it out there,
yeah.
where we even have debates about it. Well,
right.
Is martial law what we need?
Yeah, well, because you know, it requires a certain conditioning of the population, so there'll be rationalizations for the use of you know, non-lethal weapons. There'll be rationalizations put forth and try to convince the people. But I think the American people understand clearly what, you know, in some respects, what's going on. There's a certain, obviously, an element of fear. But our campaign, for instance, demilitarizing the police, what we're looking at is we have to delineate the ways in which we can break these, you know, we can stop these developments. in the areas of the weaponry that's being that people are these local law enforcement agencies are receiving, the electromagnetic pulse weaponry and so forth. Those things, we can identify those. This is the public funds. There's a public, these are contracts that are made. These people are buying these things.
I'll tell you what, Frank, we got to break again. I want to come back and talk about those weapons and solutions and what you see in the next year or two if we don't stop this. And we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here, back live, crystallizing it down to its simplest form. It's classical tyranny. I mean, a piece of the puzzle. I turn on Army News Watch 3 years ago, before 9/11, that airs every day on Channel 17, our local cable. The county has its own television channel on the cable. And it's a federal show, and it says, hey, no matter where you live, we will drop by your office if you have 2 employees or 100 and drug test them. The Pentagon wants to help. And at the end of the show, they have a little local blurb put on there about, hey, troops from Fort Hood or troops from Camp Mabry or troops from down in San Antonio will come to Austin and drug test your employees once a month or every week. Again, getting the military involved in drug testing you for free because they care. And I saw articles in 99 out of North Carolina where, oh, the troops are training to fight terrorism. We're going to have troops in the factories soon. watching everyone. I mean, this is classical communist China, folks. And it's right here in front of us, happening, ratcheting it up more and more, federalizing your local police. And Frank Morales has been fighting this for a long time. He's written a book on the subject. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Got a bunch of callers here. But Frank, if they want to give local police a Humvee with a microwave gun on the top, we got to take control of our cities politically and say no. But to first stop that, we've got to be able to vote. Well, three of the big touchscreen electronic voting machine companies have former deputy directors of the CIA running them. They've been caught manipulating elections. They've got convicted felons for computer fraud as their vice presidents running elections. So it's definitely, we're very late in the hour. Why, here's a question, why do the globalists need this? You know, we've put up with this tyranny so far nonviolently. What is it they have planned so horrible they know they've got to have a massive oppression force?
Well, I think in part, you know, they suffer from what is known as the paranoia of the thief. So, you know, they're afraid. And I think that what they have planned is exactly what we're seeing. But I think that the the counterattack on our part has to be, you know, they're attacking us at the base, in our homes, in the communities, and so forth. And we have to formulate strategies that deal with it on that level. The voting is one aspect of it, but I think on there are a number of other things we can do, which is to try and block. We have to preempt their ability to preempt us. And I think that by identifying within local police departments and local law enforcement agencies, we need to deconstruct those entities. We need to find the contracts that are let for these weapons to come in. We need to understand the kinds of training and who's doing the training. And if people organize and focus around that on the grassroots, we can deal with this right where it's taking place.
And an example of that would be 400-plus cities now throwing out the Patriot Act.
Exactly. And I think on a federal level, a campaign that I think is worthwhile and would be for people to get their local congresspeople to begin process of recodification of Posse Comitatus Act. The Posse Comitatus Act is just a law, and it's only so strong as the people below it who are pushing to make it, you know, make it effective, is the law that delineates the role of the military and the police and says it's a criminal violation for the Pentagon to be involved in local law enforcement and so forth. We need to recodify that. We need to reaffirm it. We need to have people begin to create a discourse within the Congress of pushing the military out of our lives here.
Well, Frank Morales, here's an example of what this means. Whether it's Miami or Seattle, and we've got judges now admitting this, reporters have seen this, you'll have a couple thousand peaceful people, 10 thugs run up in black uniforms, dressed like anarchists, start hitting people, they pull back behind the police then attack all the innocent people, old women, reporters, you name it. And the same thing happened here in Austin at a Fortune 500 meeting. The cops, I was in the middle of it, were trying to provocateur. Suddenly, 5 years ago, they're issued black uniforms and the weird ninja outfits.
Right.
Suddenly, Delta Force is involved in advising them. Suddenly, these riots break out. Suddenly, you can't protest anywhere. They herd you off 10 miles from where, the WTO whoever's meeting. I mean, they really are, time after time, trying to stop protest, and that
right.
tells me they've got stuff planned that's so horrible they know there's going to be huge protest. They're trying to preempt that now.
Exactly. It's a primary it's a beginning point for, again, as I mentioned, for counterinsurgency is to act preemptively. It's gather the intelligence, and the whole preemptive notion is not something Bush came up with. It's a long time tenet of counterinsurgency work, CIA and so forth. The Pentagon's Operation Garden Plot, which is the overall so-called civil disturbance suppression apparatus, has been in high gear. And what we're seeing now is an attempt overtly. What happened in Miami? I was on a panel with some steelworkers the other day, and this was a torture a thuggery, violating the rights of peaceful dissent. And I think people now are, you know, clear about it, and we need to go directly at this. We can't allow for, accept it as the fait accompli that these people are going to continue to escalate their violence against us. And I think if people organize and look specifically, I think it's important. My own position is that we need to look at this weaponry. We need to take these tools out of their hands. And I think if we organize, we look at the funding chains, and we can do that and create legislation on a local level, Posse Comitatus Act-like statutes on a local level.
Okay, let's take some calls. Ron in New York, and then Chris and Diane and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Frank. I would like to wish you both a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hopefully it will be. With reference to the militarization of police, this is not anything that is new, and this is not something that came about since 9/11/2001.
But there's a hyper-warp acceleration.
That's correct. That was the catalyst to accelerate the process. But I was making these observations as far back as 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I saw this happening all the way back in the early days of the Clinton administration, when they were giving hardware like armored vehicles that they had decommissioned in the military to a police agency. I'm retired from the New York City Police Department, and this is something I had spoken out about way back then. As a matter of fact, Clinton, I don't know if any of you would remember this, Clinton had made a remark back at that time that he wanted to shift the gears of what would be called the military-industrial complex to law enforcement. Because
and that's what Eberhardt said in the L.A. Times. He said, we're now focused on the home game, not the away game.
And Clinton said that 10 years ago because, of course, with the end of the Cold War, we didn't have the communists in Russia to fight anymore. So I guess this military-industrial complex has to continue to profit and thrive. So it has to find an enemy.
It's like the drug war. They ship the drugs in to create the crisis. Now they create the terror to create the crisis.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, I think
and they're the ones who are controlling, creating the problem, the reaction, and the solution.
Yeah, I think you're exactly on point, Ron. I think the thing about Clinton under Clinton was he and Reno got together and created a memorandum between the DOD and the DOJ called the Technology Transfer Agreement.
Correct.
And legislatively, sanctioned, legalized that process that you're pointing out.
And that includes ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls.
Yeah, all kinds of things. There's a small arms industry boom at this point in this type of stuff, everything from surveillance, so-called non-lethal, less than lethal, whatever. These are the primary point being is that they're directed against non-combatants.
Well, really, when you train someone, these are like having the gloves on for kickboxing. This is to train the police to engage the public so we get used to this image of guns shooting at crowds. This is preparing us for Tiananmen Square events.
This is acclimation of the public, as you mentioned, Alex, these shows. The news reports here, listen, I had some interaction with the press in the 1990s, a little bit, I guess sort of a local phenomenon for a short time, and I know how interviews are done. And I know that the press can create the impression, particularly the broadcast media, that something that is wholly unpopular is popular. Case in point, we had news reports yesterday evening in our local news in New York City, and they find probably the two people out of a crowd of 1,000 who agree with their premise, and they would actually use this to brainwash people that, you know, the majority of the public wants the government to put proctoscopes in us in order to keep us free.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the call. And for Frank Morales, I talked about this in the first hour. I talked to my friend who works at the Bergstrom Airport here in Austin. He said he watched News 8, the local news channel, talk to over 40 people who all disagree with the new security, said they didn't like it, said it didn't keep them safe, said it was a joke, said control the borders. And then one old lady at the end said, I love it. They talked to her, turned their cameras off, left, and then it was her on the news. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, it's clear that the control of information and the manipulation of the population through this so-called mass media is part of the problem. All I can say is thank God for shows like yours and others that are putting out the information, because The point Ron made about the thin hold that they have on the population, that they have to do that, you know, because we could look at that two ways. Yeah, they report on this one woman, but hey, those 99 people out there who disagreed, that's us. And I think what we need to do is now organize at the grassroots level and begin to attack these problems. I'm very confident in the creative potential of people.
Here's the problem, Frank. They can blow something up today. They're saying, oh, it's probably going to happen. I hope it doesn't. But
yeah.
The point is, they're capable of doing whatever's needed to scare us. We've got to have the understanding, the renaissance, the epiphany, that it is the military-industrial complex behind the terror. If we can't get that across, they're going to keep winning.
Yeah. No, as long as people buy the notion that, you know, there are these demons out there that are coming from some other place and so forth, you know, whatever. I mean, it's true that they use, it's a provocateur state. These people create these situations in order to justify and rationalize their own agenda. There's certainly, and you've promoted a lot of this information around 911 that would lead most reasonable people to say, hey, there's some kind of setup going on here. This stinks. And with Operation Northwoods and other historical precedents, we see that they're quite capable of creating terrorist events in order to justify social control, you know, this agenda.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Diane in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What I wanted to ask Frank about, in 1970, it was called the American Democratic Institute, did a program for the government. It's called Overseer, Gatekeeper, and in it they did like the entire Patriot Act was what it was, 1 and 2. But in there they had in control of the United States at a point we would not have our presidential election because the president would have to, quote-unquote, stay in power because of martial law and everything's going on. Do you think we're that close to that step? And I have one more question.
Yeah, I think, as we were mentioning, the potential for some catastrophic event to cancel out next election and so forth is there because we can see the tone and approach of the current administration.
We got the head of NORTHCOM, the new domestic military unit, saying, "Yeah, martial law might be needed." Folks.
Yeah, it's quite possible. And as you mentioned back in that period, the Houston Plan, Tom Charles Houston also was concerned with mass detention and martial law or martial rule, what have you, and in these kinds of scenarios. So yeah, no, I think we need to be aware of that possibility. And plan on protecting ourselves.
And I hope you're paying attention out there, folks. This is really happening. And you know, Frank and I didn't just jump up this year and say, "Oh, look, it's martial law."
Right. It's been planned ever since way back.
I mean, I've been talking about this for 9-10 years. Frank's been talking about it longer than that, laying out the program. I mean, we're not making this up.
Well, Alex, you know how they are so big on symbols. I want you to go to the morning NBC News this morning when they showed the big ball that's going up the Times Square. It is made of triangles of the Eye of Horus, with the eye in the middle, the triangle with the rays coming out, and they were talking about how this generates the most beautiful light in the world, and they got an insignia on it signifying all the countries of the world, and he said this is a great step and our world union. So I want you to get the news this
our
morning and look at it.
Our world union. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch it. It was on the NBC News this morning. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Diane. A facet we haven't really talked about, Frank Morales, is police and military. A lot of them I talk to, especially after they've been in a few years, start waking up to this. 99% of police and firefighters and medical workers refuse a smallpox shot. They had to suspend that. How important is it to reach out and educate the police themselves?
I think it's very important. It's critical. As I said, when push comes to shove, when the tire hits the road, it's about our neighbors against neighbors. They'll attempt to import people and create some kind of international police forces and so forth. But ultimately, we need to reach people who are being used as tools. In this game plan, part of the the experience we had recently here at One Police Plaza. We had a press conference right down at police headquarters around, you know, banning rubber bullets and these lethal and electromagnetic pulse weaponry and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of the police people who were there expressed similar desires. They don't want to be involved in these so-called civil disturbance suppression operations.
They put ads in the newspaper saying, "We apologize. We've been ordered to crack down and treat you badly."
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very important that we organize, we educate, we reach out. Communities need to get familiar with their local police departments.
We need to ask police, do you want to be part of slitting America's throat for the big bankers?
Yeah, exactly. We need to just be as direct as we can and impress upon them that, you know, it's treasonous. The activities of, you know, this elite and this what they're involved in. And that the dissent is a form of patriotism, and that we're not it's important for them to make that kind of judgment, but they need to be educated. We can't sit back and allow for this intense media manipulation, for these technology transfers.
Well, Frank, for these laws,
we have we've got to organize.
Well, Frank, just the level of the syrupy, disgusting, again, running man type newscast, I think that should wake everybody up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for somebody who's awake like I am or you are, I mean, how do you handle it? It drives me up a wall.
That much, I tend not to take in too much of that kind of information because I realize where it's coming from. And alternative sources of information. The stuff's out there.
We got a break. We'll be right back, Frank. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Jack McClam and Colonel Craig Roberts together in the next hour. I'll get to more of the news we have not yet detailed. Frank Morales, the White House has been caught. This is admitted, issuing fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. And the alerts in Arizona, the alerts in France, the alerts in Nevada, the alerts in San Antonio, it's all staged. And they've been caught doing this yet again, but no one's held accountable. And then with Iraq, they come out and they tell wild lies, claim they've captured the same person 3-4 times, get caught lying about that, get caught lying about mass graves, get caught lying about uranium, the Jessica Lynch fable. They're torturing all these Iraqis, and they let us learn about it. It seems like they're practicing getting caught lying to almost titrate the dose or condition us to accept that. I mean, this is very sophisticated.
I mean, I guess it's the 21st century version of the big lie, which is, you know, Hitler's approach, which is that you could cover one thing with another thing and another thing and just a series of lies and just create a whirlwind of malfeasance and fraudulency. Yeah, I mean, you know, I agree with that, but as you and I can sit here and see through this, and I'm sure people who are listening right now can see through this, it's really a question of what it is we do about it. We understand clearly that we're up against a desperate elite in this country who are involved in an agenda that...
Why are they so desperate? We were leaving them alone. They had all the power. Why do they want everything?
Well, I think their projections over the next 25 years quite possibly dictate that unless they remove large portions of the population, unless they contain and control large portions of the population of the world, that their interests, their profits, and their power will be challenged.
And that's what PNAC and others have said. Well said, Frank Morales. I want you to have a good new year. The website is demilitarizethepolice.netfirms.com, and your new book is amazing. How do folks get it?
Well, we're putting most of it up on the website, so because I'm interested in getting this information out to people. And so if they go to the website, there's a good chunk of it is on there already.
But it's a beautiful book. How do folks buy it?
They can contact people. Well, you know, because it's out of print, and we're trying to get them to reprint it. But if they contact me, I can get them in touch with a new publication. It's just in the process now of going through a second printing with some other publisher.
Okay.
But let me give you my email, and people can contact me, and we'll get them the information. Or they can actually leave me a note on the website, at our email on the website.
And that's frm@panix.com?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to give that again in the next hour. After
yeah, yeah, so that people can contact me there. We also have a link on the website for the Urban Warrior movie, which is a documentary on the militarization of the police.
And I believe I'm in that, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right, that's a great film. Frank, thanks so much for coming on, and I'll talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, you take care, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
God bless, my friend.
Likewise.
He's also an Episcopal priest, folks. Folks, if you want to support this show, if you believe in what we're doing, please tell 10 people a day about the show. It's easy. Please buy my videos. Police State 2000, The Takeover, Police State 3, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Make copies of them. I'm the same as Frank. He says, oh, my whole book's on the website, or almost all of it. I've seen it there. Go read it for free. Email it out to people. Take advantage of this. Get my videos. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order them now. New Year's resolution to take action. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. They're trying to set up a military dictatorship. Fight them with the info. 1-888-253-3139. Third hour coming up. Get those videos.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water.